Hi, and welcome to the My Dog Made Me Do It Naturally podcast. I am your host, Kat Jepsen, a canine nutritionist with an innate obsession with dogs and the natural ways in which we are driven to live because of them. So, let's get to it. Morning, pet parents. Happy Easter. It's a lovely long weekend, and hopefully you're going to have sunshine to be able to get out and have some lovely adventures with your pups. Now, you'll have to bear with me. I have been battling the flu all week, so that is why I sound a bit gruff this morning. But don't worry, I'm on the other side of it, and I am on the road to recovery. So, today, I wanted to discuss just another aspect of my life, what my dogs have helped me deal with. And I think sometimes when I do the shorts episodes, I kind of veer away from the main aim of the podcast. And essentially the podcast is about how our dogs influence us to change our life in a way that is more in harmony with nature. And so today I'm going to bring it back to this purpose. And I am going to discuss about how dealing with Boris's epilepsy has led me to deal with my own stress. Now, I have a tendency to become stressed out quite easily. I am quite susceptible to stress, and I think sometimes it's because I put too much pressure on myself to either get things done or to succeed in certain areas. And if I don't feel like I'm making progress quick enough, then I do get stressed out pretty quickly, and it's something that I have always had to deal with. But since having to deal with Boris's epilepsy, and since coming down the more natural path, the more natural way of living, I have actually seen just how much my stress impacts Boris. Now, when I look back over the years and I look at his seizure history and the times when his seizures were the worst, and you know, when he was having them either every week or every couple of days, and then I look at what was happening in my own life with my own emotions during that time, it is crystal clear now that my emotional state was having an impact on the prevalence of his epileptic seizures. Now, this isn't going to be the same for every dog with epilepsy. There are multiple reasons why dogs can suffer from seizures. But having worked with Dr. Nick Thompson on Boris's epilepsy and getting him onto a herbal protocol, we kind of identified that stress was a major factor in this situation. And it just so happened that every time his seizures seemed to get worse and they increased in frequency and intensity, there was something going on in my life, which meant that, you know, my stress was having a major impact on how he was responding to that environment. And it really does get you thinking, because I think we automatically try and pinpoint medical issues to physical situations, to physical things that have gone wrong within the biological body. But sometimes it's just not that case. And we have to take a step back and look at the whole picture in order to determine just how much can affect what our dogs are going through and what could be contributing to the reason that they feel the way that they do. Now, if you have a dog which does suffer from any kind of behavioural issues or anxiety or even a stress-related epilepsy, then you will know how sensitive they are to their environment. I think a lot of pet parents who have well-rounded dogs who don't suffer from their dogs being so sensitive to stress in their environment tend to not disregard, but it maybe doesn't come to the forefront of their mind quite as much because they don't have to think about it. But when you do take a step back and you look at the whole picture, you can start to make connections and you can start to piece the puzzle together to get a real indication of what might be going on. And I wanted to talk about this today because in practice I do see a lot of pet parents who have dogs that have gut problems and dogs that have, you know, itchy skin and skin eruptions. And these dogs do tend to be quite stressed out. And whether that is a direct impact of their wider environment or whether it's something that happened to them as a puppy or it could be something that's going on right now, I think it's important that we do consider this as a contributing factor to the problem, and that we try and tackle it the best that we can. Sometimes by making small changes in our own personal environment can have a massive difference. And this is where dealing with my own stress really made a massive difference with Boris's epilepsy, because it kind of forced me to deal with how I was responding to situations, because I was just quite happy to carry on going through life, just getting stressed out. And if I had a deadline with work, or I wanted to get to a particular point and I was stressing about it and I was just ruminating about it. And I think when you do get lost in this inward spiral of stress and the feeling that you need to accomplish something, or that you don't have time, or just the slight changes in mood, you kind of forget that the other people around you might be taking the flak for it a little bit. And even if you're not directly taking it out on them, just your whole presence has an impact. I mean, your dogs can pick up when you are feeling sad, when you're feeling happy, when you're feeling stressed out. They know, based on your body language, your behavior, how you speak, they know what kind of mood you're in, and it directly impacts them. And because at one point Boris's epilepsy was getting so out of hand, I was struggling to make these connections and understand why, And sometimes it can seem so obvious, but we just don't make that connection. And it's just because it's not the natural thing for us to do. Our dog gets sick, we take them to the vet, we get prescribed medication, we expect symptoms to go away, and that is how we deal with things traditionally in a Western conventional method. But when you adopt a holistic approach, you look at everything in that dog's life, their food, their environment, their physiology, their biology. We look at our lives, we look inward at ourselves and how we impact them on a daily basis. And even if you are susceptible to believing this to be true, if you do, just try and tackle your own stress and try and, improve your own mental health and make a calmer situation, a calmer environment for your dog. Just try it and see what happens. Now, sometimes you might not think that you're a stressed person, but you are. So it's also being aware of how you feel and dealing with that emotion. And one of the ways that I try to deal with my stress is I do daily meditation, and this works massively for me. And I work really hard on being present in the moment, because one of the things with stress is that we have a tendency to run away with our own thoughts. We get lost in inward spirals, downward spirals, stressed out spirals, thinking about the past, the future, what's going to happen if this doesn't get done. I wish we could be there, I wish we could do that. And it basically steals away our life. So one thing I try to do is stay present in every single moment and appreciate everything that I have in front of me right now. A lot of it is stemmed around being grateful for the position that I am in, and being grateful for my life, being grateful for my family, being grateful for my dogs. And although we might not always be in a particular situation that we're happy with, we might be stuck in a job that we don't like, or we might not really like our house, it might not be our dream house, and we're still working there. You have always got something to be grateful for in your life. And even if that is just the reason that you are alive and breathing, it's still a reason to be grateful. And gratefulness can really help us stay grounded and help us to be present in the moment and change our mindset into a positive one from a negative one. And another thing I like to do is to get outside. I mean, I take the boys out every morning for an hour, and we walk around listening to the birds singing, and we look at all the wildlife, the deer, the foxes, the hare. We have lots of it around here, and it's absolutely beautiful. And this is part of my stress reduction routine. It's helpful for the boys as well, because it gets them out, it gets them doing their safaris, it sets us all up for the day. We get early exposure to sunlight, and it is a massive, massive help. One of the things I do find really interesting as well is the research into just how much our dogs are impacted by our smells. Now, if you don't understand that dogs can smell disease, in humans. They can smell out drugs, they can smell money, they can smell bombs, they can smell Parkinson's disease. There are studies into them being able to detect Parkinson's disease. They are being used to detect cancer. They're used for people who have health conditions such as epilepsy and Addison's disease and allergies and diabetes and hormonal disorders and postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which is to do with an elevated heart rate. Dogs are currently working in this field as medical alert assistance dogs to support individuals who have these health conditions who don't know that a life-threatening event might be coming. And these dogs detect these events before they happen and they get emergency help to these people so that they can literally save their lives and prevent a massive attack from coming. And this is all through smelling chemical compound changes within the blood of people. Now, if you don't think that a dog can smell these chemical compounds and save people's lives, and you don't think they can smell your stress, then you need to rethink that. Because if a dog can detect cancer, and if a dog can detect when somebody's going to have an epileptic seizure, they can definitely smell when you're releasing cortisol. And you don't always just release cortisol for a limited period of time. If you are constantly stressed out about something, you have cortisol and adrenaline running through your veins constantly. And this is your stress response. And this is going to be something your dog picks up on. And then the other unfortunate thing is that our dogs cannot differentiate between good stress and bad stress. So your dog can smell these chemical changes within your blood, but they don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. They just know that something's going on. So if they can smell these changes in your system, then they're starting to wonder, okay, so what's the reason for these chemical changes? And they become stressed, especially if your behavior changes and you're maybe not as present within the moment and you're not interacting with them as much as you would do or as normally as you would do. They are definitely going to pick up on this situation. And this is where things can start to impact our dog and their behavior because they become stressed because we are. And this was a major, major turning point for me because when I did start to deal with my own stress, and I started to reduce my stress response, and I started to focus on really getting myself to a position where I was calm and I was happy and I was present in the moment, we really did turn a corner with Boris's epilepsy. And we do still have situations where he has seizures, and I'll be honest, it does correlate to situations when I still get stressed out. He is really, really sensitive to me, personally to me, but to everybody in the environment as well. So maintaining a balance within my own stress is key to the progression of, well, to keeping Boris's epilepsy under control. And I just wanted to share that with you today because if this is you, if you have a dog that is suffering with any kind of sensitivity to their environment or to epilepsy or to anxiety or any other kind of mental health sensitive issue, please just have a look inward and take a look at your own stress. Take a look at their wider environment. What's going on in the house? What are your relationships like with people in the house? Could there be things in your environment that is contributing to their stress? And look for ways to reduce this exposure because it can have a massive, massive impact. You, if you are the primary caregiver to your dog, it is likely they will be severely impacted by your mental health, by your own stress response. So just try and deal with your own stress and just see what happens. I'm not saying it's going to work for every dog and every person because it doesn't. Every dog is an individual and every dog is unique. But I'm just saying, give it a go. One of the things that I like to identify in my holistic health and wellness consultations is to have a look at pet parents' stress levels, pet parents' lifestyles. How can this impact the wider environment? And it definitely can be a game changer, like it has for me and my Boris. I hope you learned something from this podcast. Even if you do try it just for a small time, let me know if it has an impact. Have a great day, pet parents. Have a wonderful Easter weekend. and say hi to your pups from me.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of the My Dog Made Me Do It Naturally podcast. Don't forget to check out the caption for any links discussed here today. And please, if you enjoyed the show, follow along and listen for free on your favourite podcast app. If you have any questions or would like to share your story, feel free to email me at mydogmademedoitnaturally@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Purpose of this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be substituted as advice from a veterinarian or other professional. It does not form a client relationship with me, the host, or any guest speakers, and any information is not intended to and does not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. And my guests express our own views, thoughts, and opinions as individuals, and the podcast neither endorses or opposes the views, products, or services discussed here. If your pet is ill, always seek advice from your veterinarian. I am not a veterinarian, and I do not treat disease or offer medical advice.